There are actually cells, they're called osteoclasts, that are responsible for removing damaged and older bone. And then there's cells called osteoblasts that are responsible for building the bone back up again. So normally, in the normal course of events, there's a nice balance between the two. But as we age and have less stimulation, whether it be from weight bearing or certain things that we do or hormonal changes, the osteoclasts seem to be more active than the osteoblasts, and we end up losing bone mass as opposed to building it.
Looking at what osteoporosis is, I guess you have to sort of open your mind as to what the bone is. It's not just this one thing that's in a permanent state.
Absolutely. The bone is very metabolically active, very much alive, and undergoing continuous turnover. We build up bone during our teens, 20s, and 30s. After we hit about 40 to 50, we actually start tearing down bone.
Is osteoporosis a result of anything we've done or didn't do growing up or aging?
Many things that influence the development of osteoporosis. One of the most important things to do is to build bone while you can. So while you're young and healthy and you have the proper hormones circulating, maximizing your bone mineral density, maximizing your bone quality before the age of 40 or 45, particularly for women, is extremely important. After that, maintaining a healthy balance, which includes calcium and vitamin D, healthy exercise, weight-bearing exercises, avoiding getting too heavy or too thin, and avoiding some medications like glucocorticoid steroids will help prevent or slow down the loss of bone as we age.
It's not just a women's disease, though, is it?
No, and there's some evidence over the last 5 or 6 years that implies that osteoporosis in men increases their risk of fracture greater than it increases the risk of fracture in women. Also, the fractures, particularly non-vertebral fractures, fractures of the hip, result in much more morbidity in men, a higher mortality rate even in the first year, as opposed to women who sustain a hip fracture.
And it's not just something that affects older people as well. It can affect younger people.
There's genetic predispositions to osteoporosis, both in men and women. Some lifetime habits, couch potatoes, nutrition, smoking, and then, of course, the use of medications. If patients are on glucocorticoids for some reason, they're going to be at a much higher risk of osteoporosis.
Why do some refer to this disease as a silent killer?
Most people don't perceive that it's actually occurring until a fracture occurs. And even fractures of vertebral spine, which commonly occur in association with osteoporosis, are not necessarily symptomatic. So we often get chest x-rays, lumbar spine x-rays that show a patient's had a vertebral fracture and didn't know it. So this process goes on until there's a catastrophic failure, whether it be a vertebral fracture or a hip fracture, something along those lines. And as partly as a result of this injury, these patients begin to circle and don't necessarily do well. Certainly don't generally obtain their usual level of activity.
Is this something that can be treated or cured?
Absolutely. Once it's diagnosed, we begin a series of treatments, which could be as simple as taking vitamin D and calcium, increasing our weight-bearing activities, or can include medications that poison those osteoclasts, or even there's now a medication that's available and has been available for about 10 years that stimulates the cells that form bone.
Can you screen or should we be screening more people for osteoporosis as part of a physical exam, et cetera?
We can and we should. There's something called a DEXA scan. It's basically a fancy x-ray. It's usually done of the spine, of the hip area, and of the wrist. And from that data, you can compare it to age-matched patients and gender-matched patients to determine whether somebody has normal bone mass, osteopenic, or if they're osteoporotic. And then you can actually calculate their fracture risk at 10 years.
Is that part of a normal physical exam?
It is in my office, but unfortunately, many primary care physicians have to look after too many other life-threatening illnesses, and I'm afraid this gets left to the side.
So if a person gets osteoporosis, I mean, that sort of begs the question, is your life in danger with that?
Not directly, but certainly indirectly. As a result of the potential hip fracture, surgery, rehab, and the impact those fractures have on the body in general.